सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. We were discussing Ashastriyam Dvaitam. And also Tivram Dvaitam, Tivram Ashastriyam Dvaitam, and Ativram Ashastriyam Dvaitam. Intense or even Ativram. Ativram, or you can say Mandam Ashastriyam Dvaitam. And these dvaitams have to be resolved for the attainment of knowledge. And for which, how can we handle this? Ashastriyam Dvaitam, Tivram or Mandam, both have to be handled only by consciously living a life of Dharma, by living a life of Karma Yoga. Otherwise, there's no way of preparing one's mind for the attainment of knowledge. Attainment of knowledge will be impossible. It was made very clear in the previous verses. I'm going to read the 51st verse. Eka panchashat tamam dashakam. Sorry, that Eka panchashat tamam tamaha shlokaha. Eka panchashat tamaha shlokaha. 51st verse. Bodhadurdham chataddheyam. Jivan mukti prasiddhaye kamadi klesha bandhena yuktasya nahi muktata. So tad heyam, that has to be definitely negated, that has to be resolved, that should be given up. Tad heyam, what that Ashastriyam, Tivram Dvaitam, Ashastriyam, Ativram Dvaitam, both forms of Ashastriyam Dvaitam, of course, it is Jiva Srishta Dvaitam, should be resolved. When, before the attainment of knowledge, before on aspiring for the attainment of knowledge itself, that must be taken care of. So without taking care of this basic problem, making any effort to attain jnanam will be a vain effort. And jivan mukti prasiddhaye, for even for attaining jnanam, it has to be resolved. Even if a person happens to attain jnanam through the study of the shastra, still, that knowledge will never become a useful, effective knowledge. For if a knowledge which has been attained through study of the scripture has to be useful, effective, if it must contribute for the enjoyment or the benefit of knowledge, definitely one must be able to contemplate upon the teaching one has understood. And a contemplative disposition is required for that. So to have a contemplative disposition of the mind, to be able to dwell upon what has been understood, thereby to assimilate, to enjoy the benefit of that knowledge also, thereby to attain jivan muktihi, to enjoy the freedom while living, one must definitely take care of this problem of tivram or mandam, tivram or ativram, ashastriyam dvaitam, Jiva Srishtam Asastriyam Dvaitam, in terms of entertainment of these emotions, or being affected by the emotions, being a slave of emotions. The next, so one must take care of it. So Bodhad Urdhum Tadheyam, for what? Jivan Mukti Prasiddhaye. Then Kamari Klesha Bandhena Yuktasya Nai Muktata. So in second sentence, Vidyaranya Swami straight away stays very openly, muktata, nahi muktata, having the status of being free, being the liberated one, is impossible for the person who is endowed with the bondage of afflictions caused by emotions such as likes and dislikes, anger, etc. Kama adi klesha bandhena. For a person who is bound by the afflictions caused by these emotions such as desire, etc., for him, to make it very short, for a person who is a slave of his emotions, who does not have mastery of his emotions, is not able to handle, manage his own likes and dislikes, anger, etc., for him, there is no mukti. Okay, that is made very clear in 51st verse. You have seen. Let us go to the 52nd verse. Jeevan muktiriyam mabhud. Let me check. Yeah. Jeevan muktiriyam mabhud. Mabhavetvaham. Mabhavetvaham kriti. That's it. One second. Janma. Janmabhavetvaham kriti. Jeevan muktiriyam mabhut. Janmabhavetvaham kriti. Jeevan muktiriyam mabhut. Janmabhavetvaham kriti. Tarhi janmapites. Tveva, tarhi janmapites tveva, swargamatrat kriti bhavan, swargamatrat kriti bhavan, jeevan muktiriyam mabhu janma bhave tvaham kriti, jeevan muktiriyam mabhu janma bhave tvaham kriti, tarhi janmapitestveva swargamatrat kriti bhavan. So jeevan, let us break the mantra first, the verse first. Jeevan muktihi iyam, jeevan muktihi iyam ma bhut. Janma abhave, mabhut, janma abhave, tu ahankriti, janma abhave, tu ahankriti, janma abhave, tu ahankriti, 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 tarhi, janma api, tarihi janma api te asti, te, you can say astu, janma api te astu eva, janma api te astu eva swargamatrat kriti bhavan, swargamatrat kriti bhavan. See, Iyam jivan muktihi. Iyam means this. Iyam, this. And jivan muktihi. Muktihi is a strilinga shabda. Feminine gender word. Therefore, iyam muktihi. Iyam jivan muktihi. This freedom while living. This jivan muktihi. This freedom that one can enjoy while living. Mabhut. Mabhut. Janma bhavetu ahankriti. Ahankriti. Tarhi. Ahankriti, actually. Tarhi. Janma api te astu eva. Swargamatrat kriti bhavan. So what exactly is presented here? So Vidyaranya Swami, now he himself sees a question. He himself sees a question. And this question is raised by whom? Who is the person who raises this question? The question is raised by the person who is qualified for the attainment of knowledge. So Vidyaranya Swami himself thinks of a question raised by a person who is qualified for the attainment of knowledge. Who is qualified means who has or viveka, vairagyam, shamma, shatka, sampatti, mumukshutvam. There is a person who has purushartha nischaya, who is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, and who was also, who has lived a life of karma yoga, therefore who also has shamaha, dhamaha, and who definitely has vivekaha. Because of viveka and vairagyam, he is committed to the pursuit of knowledge, who lived a life of karma yoga, who is prepared for knowledge. I mean, who is really a qualified person. As such a person raises this question. And then, not even the question. Some question is raised by a student that who is qualified. And for such a question, Vidyaranya Swami wants to give an answer. So, in this 52nd verse, Vidyaranya Swami actually presents the answer. For a question, he assumes from a qualified student who has all four qualifications. So, in fact, this person who asked this answer is given to the person whose question is assumed. He is qualified. Therefore, he also has this knowledge. He studies, he does Shravanam, and he gets this knowledge also. So, the person who has this jnanam, how did he attain jnanam? Because he was qualified enough to attain the jnanam. And he has this question. And what is that question? We'll see. But he, Vidyaranya Swami, presents an answer for that question. To understand the answer, understand the question also. Okay, what he says? Jivan muktihi yam mabhut. Janmabhavetu ahankriti. So because the student who was qualified enough attained the jnanam, and suppose if he is told, the student is told, if you attain the jnanam, doesn't matter, even if you have attained the jnanam. And still one must take care of, even after the attainment of jnanam also, one must take care of one's qualifications. One must take care of one's mental condition. One must take care of one's emotions. Definitely one must exclusively pay one attention. Suppose if 4 or 5 children are there, one child is very naughty, and then very, very disturbing, and that child gets more attention. Like this mind has to be given special attention. All the thoughts, emotions are given special attention to handle, to take care of them. So the doubt may come. Definitely this teaching cannot be for the person who has really already attained jnanam, having become qualified for jnanam. So, it's also made very clear by what another person. This question, the Vidyaranya Swami presents the answer for the person who raises the question, having attained jnanam without being adequately qualified. Okay. Sometimes people still have to manage their thoughts, emotions. But they happen to listen to the study of this, listen to the teaching. Some of them pick up some interest, they listen, they understand. Knowledge does take place. But just because they know, that doesn't mean they are mentally prepared. Somehow, because of continuous exposure, they do understand the teaching. No doubt. Many people without being qualified for adequately qualified. Okay, they are qualified. A totally unqualified cannot even have samskara to listen to the teaching. Totally unqualified person will not be inclined for studying the Shastram at all. Okay, will not be inclined. Even if the person is forced to sit in the class, he will get a runaway. He'll fall asleep. It's impossible. So people who are inclined for studying the Shastram, who are interested in the Shastram, who are given to study of the Shastram, must have some qualification, at least. Even if they are not adequately qualified, appropriately qualified, they have some samskara, some qualification they have. That is why they become inclined, they study. But because they are not adequately qualified, appropriately qualified, they do attain the jnanam, but still they are not able to enjoy the benefit of the knowledge. Therefore, we saw in the previous verse that Vidyarana Swami definitely made very clear, na muktata kama klesha di bandha bandha yuktasya na muktata. It is impossible for a person to enjoy the status of being free. It is important for a person to enjoy the freedom, the benefit of the knowledge of knowledge. If the person still has not managed his thoughts. So enjoyment of attainment of knowledge at least somehow possible if a person is not adequately qualified. But enjoying the benefit of knowledge is not at all possible. The person is not qualified. Therefore, even after attaining the knowledge through Shravanam, one must continue, one should not give up at all. One must continue to take care of his emotions. One must continue to have complete adequate or mastery over one's thoughts, emotions. The constant effort must be there to improve one's qualifications, even after attaining the jnanam. That's what made very clear in the previous verse. So suppose that person who is told, okay, even after attaining jnanam, you are not qualified enough, so you are not able to enjoy the benefit of knowledge. You must continue. You must take care of your sadhana chatushte sampatti, even especially, see, viveka can be there, vairagyam can be there, may not be adequately vairagyam is not adequate. Because shama dhamma is not still there. Okay? Mumukshutvam may be there. A person may have mumukshutvam. The person may have even certain degree of vairagyam, certain degree of viveka. But shama dhamma has a big problem. Then what happens? Then the person is not able to enjoy the benefit of knowledge. For him only, Vidyanaya Swami said, definitely it is, one must take care of one's preparation, mental preparation, even after the attainment of jnanam. Such a student who is advised, who is told, he raises the question, for which Vidyanaya Swami gives an answer here. So the student who is not adequately qualified and who has attained the jnanam, who is not able to enjoy the benefit of the knowledge, who was told that he must take care of his qualification, his question is assumed by Vidyaranya Swami. That he may have a doubt, okay, after the death, because this person has the jnanam now, but he does not enjoy with jivan mukti, but such a person dies. So without having prepared one's mind adequately, but still having exposed oneself to the Shastra teaching, if a person attains jnanam, and that person cannot enjoy jivan muktihi, then the dead person can ask the question, okay, I am not qualified for, adequately qualified to have enjoy the benefit of jnanam now. Let me enjoy my life as it is now. After the death, is it possible for me to enjoy videha muktihi? Because I have jnanam. Got the question? Is it possible for me to enjoy videha muktihi? Many of us want to have this asked. Doesn't matter. Even if I don't enjoy moksha while living, because I have jnanam. So, one day death is going to happen. After the death, I can enjoy videha muktihi. Is it possible? Suppose it is the question assumed from an unqualified jnani. Okay. And Vidyananda Swami says, impossible. For a person to be able to enjoy the videha muktihi, one must enjoy jivan muktihi first. Pujya Swamiji says, if you are not free now while living, how are you going to become free after the death? Okay, let us see this now. Why is not videha muktihi possible? Yam jivan muktihi mabhut. Mabhut means, may there not be jivan muktihi for me. The student says, yes, I understood the teaching. I know aham atma, brahma sarvam brahmasti, everything I understand. But still I am not, then jivan mukti is not there for me. He says, okay, yam jivan muktihi mabhut. May this jivan mukti need not be there for me. No, may this jivan mukti not there for me. What it implies is, it doesn't matter if I don't have jivan muktihi. Yam jivan muktihi mabhut. May this jivan muktihi, which is dependent on qualification, contemplative disposition of the mind, need not be there for me. Doesn't matter. Janma abhave. Janma abhave. Janma abhave to ahankriti. Janma abhavaha means what? Janma abhavaha means absence of birth. Absence of birth means not being born again. Janma abhavaha means not being born again. Janma abhavaha, absence of birth. Literal translation is absence of birth. Absence of birth implies what? Not being born again. Not being born again implies what? Videha muktihi. So janma abhavaha is equal to videha muktihi. The person says, yam jivan muktihi mabhut. Let this jivan freedom, where freedom while living not happen for me. It's okay. Janma abhave videha muktau. Ahankriti. Ahankriti means what? I'm satisfied with videha muktihi. Janma abhave means, in attaining videha muktihi, I am pleased. I am happy. Ahankriti means I am satisfied with attainment of videha muktihi. am satisfied with videha mukti. Janma abhave means in attaining videha mukti, I am satisfied. Little translation. So I'm satisfied with the attainment of videha mukti. It's okay if I don't enjoy, you know, jivan mukti. And this person may want to enjoy other worldly pleasures. Why there's desire for enjoying the worldly pleasures? Because still the person has great value for the enjoyment of pleasures. Why he still has a value for the enjoyment of pleasures? Because he is not still adequately dispassionate. Vairagyam is not, certain degree of vairagyam he has, but he is not adequately dispassionate. He still has value for them. So such a person, it is possible for such a person who still has, who is not adequately dispassionate, who still has desire for enjoyment of pleasures, you know, it is possible for him to say, I do not mind not enjoying jivan muktihi. If videha mukti is possible after the death, I am satisfied with attainment of videha muktihi. Janma abhave ahankriti. Ahankriti means I am satisfied. In English we say I am done. We say that, no? We say its expression. Like that, ahankriti is what? I am done. Like that. I am satisfied with the attainment of videha muktihi. If a person does not know the value of jivan muktihi, how can he value, how can he know the value of videha muktihi? If jivan mukti, a person is not interested in jivan muktihi, then definitely he cannot be interested in videha muktihi also. A person who really wants jivan muktihi, wants videha muktihi, alone must be interested in jivan muktihi also. It is impossible. No, I have desire for videha mukti, but I don't have desire for jivan mukti. It is not possible. Desire for videha muktihi must make a person have desire for with jivan muktihi also. One must have desire for jivan muktihi, only then one can have desire for videha muktihi also. Therefore, tarhi janma api te astu eva. Tarhi janma api te astu eva. Then what happened? Then definitely he says, there will be janma api te astu eva. Janma api te astu eva means what? Janma api te astu eva means definitely there must be janma for you. Videha mukti is not possible. Then one cannot aspire for videha mukti. One can only aspire for rebirth. Janma api te astu eva means, if a person does not have interest in jivan mukti, he aspires for only videha mukti, but Vijayana Swami says that's not possible, then you must have desire for rebirth also. What does it mean? You must have desire, rebirth is inevitable. You must have the janma. You will have janma. The person who is not interested in jivan mukti will definitely have rebirth. it is not possible to have only Videha Mukti without having understood what is Jivan Mukti. Such a person, Swargamatrat, Kriti Bhava, Swargamatrat Kriti Bhavan, Swargamatrat Kriti, Kriti Bhavatu. Swargamatrat Kriti Bhavatu means such a person must be satisfied with enjoyment of pleasures, even pleasures of the heaven, heavenly pleasures. Swargamatrat means that person must be satisfied with enjoyment of even heavenly pleasures. He must choose to enjoy the heavenly pleasures. That must be his highest goal. He cannot aspire for Videha Muktihi. Okay. That person he must be satisfied just merely by enjoying the heavenly pleasures. This is the answer for such a person, which means Videha Muktihi, attainment of Videha Muktihi is possible only for the person who attains Jivan Muktihi. And Jivan Mukti is possible only for the person who is contemplative. The person can be contemplative only if a person has contemplative disposition of the mind. Contemplative disposition of the mind is possible only if a person has mastery over his thoughts, emotions, for which one must have shamaha, dhammaha qualifications. So that one must take care of that qualification. One must live a life of dharma consciously. One must really take seriously live a life of karma yoga. That is the teaching implied here. We'll go to next mantra, next verse. Kshayati shayado shena. Kshayati shayadoshena sargo heyo yada tada. Now I can tell you again. Suppose somebody comes to this estate agent to buy a house, and then what is your budget? Okay, how much do you have? This person, no, I want that big house, very big house. How much is the price? 1 million. Oh, 1 million. I don't have 1 million now. Okay, I can buy some time. But now what you have? How much you have? I have only 300, 400. Okay, then you can only aspire for this house, not for that house. Okay, he shows some small house. Like that, Vidyananda Swami says, you're adequately qualified, but you manage to have some understanding of the teaching. So don't aspire for Videha Mukti without being prepared for Jivan Mukti. Now, expect to enjoy is only heavenly pleasures, not Videha Muktihi. This is exactly what is conveyed. Okay? Now, go next verse. Kshayati shayado shena swargo heyo yada tada swayam doshatamatmanam. Mantra. Kshayati shayadoshena swargo heyo yada tada swayam doshatamatmayam swayam doshatamatmayam kamadikyam nahiyate. Kshayati shayadoshena स्वर्गो हेयो यदा तदा स्वयं दोषतमात्मायं कामादिः किं न हीयते। यू ब्रेक द वर्ड्स क्षय अतिशय दोषेण, क्षयातिशय दोषेण स्वर्गः हेयः। यू हैव टू ऐड हेयः भवति। स्वयं हेयः यदा तदा, यदा तदा स्वयं दोषतम आत्मायम्, दोषतम आत्मा, स्वयं दोषतम आत्मा, दोषतम आत्मा, दोषतम आत्मा, प्लीज नोट, दोषतम आत्मा अयम्, दोषतम आत्मा अयम् कामादिः किं न हीयते। देयर वी हैव दिस इंडिकेबल वर्ड्स यदा एंड तदा। वी टेक यदा क्षयातिशय दोषेण स्वर्गः हेयः, तदा स्वयं दोषतम आत्मा अयम् कामादिः किं न हीयते। So here, this is actually a question. This is a question from a totally confused student who has no clarity at all. It is possible for such students to ask, raise such questions. This student, when he was told, okay, with your efforts, with your qualification, you cannot aspire for Videha Muktihi at all, because you are not even eligible for Jivan Muktihi. And there is no question of expecting to have Videha Muktihi. After all, with your punyam, you can aspire for some heavenly pleasures. That was what he was told. So now the student is confused. So he says, no. I am not interested in Swarga. I am not in the heavenly pleasures. Why? Because these heavenly pleasures have, you know, the problem, the defects of being time bound. The enjoyment of heavenly pleasures has the defect of time bound, being time bound in nature. Kshayatishaya doshena swargaha heyaha. Okay, swarga should be given up. Swarga should not be aspired for. Swargaha heyaha. Please note, swargaha heyaha means heaven should be given up. Okay, heaven should be given up. The interest in enjoying the heavenly pleasures or going to heaven, etc., should be given up. Swargaha heyaha. Why? Because this heaven and heavenly life and heavenly enjoyment of heavenly pleasures have the problem, have the defect of being time bound in nature. They're not time bound pleasures. Therefore, that interest should be given up. Why? Because these heavenly pleasures involve great effort, which means there is, one has to go through lot of pain to earn punyam to go to heaven. One must earn, one must struggle and strain, do lot of hard work to earn punyam to go to heaven. Therefore, it is not a pain-free pleasure. Okay, the heavenly pleasure which is enjoyable in heaven is not a pain-free pleasure, because you enjoy the heavenly pleasure only after earning the punyam. And to earn punyam, you must work hard. which involves strain and struggle and pain. Therefore, it's not pain-free pleasure. It involves pain. Then, even after going and enjoying the pleasure, there is no, even enjoying any number of pleasures, heavenly pleasures, will not bless one with absolute satisfaction at all. See, before the enjoyment of pleasure, heavenly pleasures, we are dissatisfied with worldly pleasures. And even after going to, you think that after going to heaven, enjoying the heavenly pleasures will bless one with satisfaction. No. Even after enjoying heavenly pleasures also, one's dissatisfaction will continue to be there because there's no purnatvam. Therefore, dissatisfactory. So it is pain, it is, pleasure is not pain-free. It is not pain-free pleasure. It is not satisfying pleasure. Second thing. And third thing, still, and the enjoyment of pleasure will not remove ajnana, ignorance. Enjoyment of heavenly pleasure will not remove one's ignorance. Therefore, it is going to be binding also. Therefore, it's a binding pleasure. So any pleasure, worldly pleasure or heavenly pleasure, is not a pain-free pleasure. It's not satisfying pleasure. No, satisfactory. It's not satisfying pleasure. And it is also binding pleasure. Okay? It's a pain. Pleasure is always mixed with the pain. Pleasure is always, it is this non-satisfying pleasure. Pleasure is always binding. So enjoyment of pleasure involves these problems. These are all the defects. Okay? Defects which go with the enjoyment of heavenly pleasures. Therefore, the three important aspects, the defects. What are the defects? The pleasure enjoyable in heaven or here is mixed with the pain. And have pleasure enjoyable here or in heaven will always be dissatisfying. The pleasure enjoyable here or anywhere in heaven will continue, keep one continuously bound, but it's a binding pleasure. The three defects of enjoyment of pleasure in here or in heaven. These are the three defects. Therefore, he says, kshaya, kshaya atishaya doshena. Sargaha heya. Therefore, the heaven, enjoyment of heavenly pleasures should be given up. Because of this limitation, because of this defects. Heyaha, sorgaha, heyaha means sorga should be given up. Sorga should be, ignored. Because it should not be given importance. It should be rejected. Heyaha means rejected. Because of the defects. So he says, tada, yada, surga is to be rejected, or heavenly pleasures, enjoyment of heavenly pleasures is to be rejected, when, because of their defects, kshayatishaya doshena, because of these defects, when enjoyment of pleasures has to be rejected, then swayam doshatama atma ayam kamadihi kim nahiyate. What about the pleasures? If the heavenly pleasures are associated with these defects. Heavenly pleasures or defective pleasures have these defects means. What about the pleasures enjoyable in this world? These worldly pleasures, not only heavenly pleasures, worldly pleasures also have the same defects. The person may say, no, no, I'm not interested in heavenly pleasures because they're all time bound in nature and they have their defect, all these defects. So I want only Videha Mukti. And for him, the logic is shown. If you're able to understand the limitations of heavenly pleasures and the defects of heavenly pleasures, why can't you understand the limitations of worldly pleasures also and have adequate dispassion? That's what he said in the second sentence. The worldly pleasures also must have the same defects. Swayam doshatama atma. I am kamadihi kim nahiyate. Doshatama atma. Swayam doshatamaha atma means here, doshaha error. Doshataraha, more error. Doshatama, the most erroneous. Okay, dosha, doshatara, doshatama. Doshatama atmayam. Okay, already the lot of wrong notions about the self. Doshatama atmayam. Kamadihi kim nahiyate. Kamadihi means the enjoyment of pleasures of this world. Kim nahiyate. Why these worldly pleasures also, why is it not given up? Why is it not rejected? It must be rejected also. It's not actually a question, it's mentioned. Why is it not rejectable? Why is it not rejected? This also must be rejected. Which means, one must discover dispassion towards the enjoyment of worldly pleasures also, understanding the fact that even the worldly pleasures also definitely have these three defects. Okay? Therefore, like heavenly pleasures. Understand his defects, one must reject the enjoyment of these pleasures also. So that one can become adequately dispassionate, one can become adequately qualified, one can take care of one's qualifications to attain jnanam, to enjoy the benefit of jnanam while living this life itself. That is what is actually said here. One must see the limitations of all forms of pleasures enjoyable in this world. Therefore, Swayam Doshatama Atma. Swayam Doshatama means Doshatamaha. All these doshatamaha, all these worldly pleasures also are highly defective. The comparative degree is used. Not only they are defective, simply defective. Not only they are more defective, the most defective means highly defective. So also why is it not rejected? Why is this enjoyment of defective pleasures is not rejected? One should reject this also. That is the lesson here. Dosha yuktaha kamaha, dosha taraha kamaha, dosha tamaha kamaha. Highly defective. It's a compared superlative degree is used to say is highly defective, the most defective. They say, doshatamaha. Doshatamaha kamaha. enjoyment of these pleasures are themselves highly defective. So why is it enjoyment of such pleasures is not given up? It should be given up. One must become dispassionate. That's what is said. Next verse. Tattvam buddhapi kamadin. Is it clear? It's little simply dragging, that's all. The vairagya is again emphasized. If at all a person has these questions, how should it be answered? That's what is given. Tattvam buddhapi kamadin. Tattvam buddhvapi kamadin. Nissesham na jahasi chet. Tattvam buddhvapi kamadin. Nissesham na jahasi chet. Yatheshta charanam tesyat. Karma shastrati langhinaha. Yatheshta charanam tesyat. Karma shastrati langhinaha. Tattvam buddhvapi kamadin. Nissesham na jahasi chet. Yatheshta charanam tesyat. Karma shastrati langhinaha. So tattvam buddhva api. Tattvam buddhva api. Kamadin. Nissesham na jahasi chet. Yatha ishta, yatheshta acharanam, te syat, karma shastra atilanghinaha. Tattvam buddhva api, kamadin nissesham na jahasi chet. Yatheshta acharanam te syat, karma shastra atilanghinaha. What Dhyana Swami says? Again, there is serious, instructions given here. What is that? Tattvam buddhva api, even after knowing the truth. Tattvam, truth, buddhva, having known, api, even after knowing the truth, even being exposed to the teaching, even after being exposed to the teaching, even after knowing the truth, what is, understanding is there means what? Even after knowing the truth, what is permanent must be clear. What is not permanent must be very clear. Why everything else is impermanent is understood. So even after having understood the truth, because of the exposure to the teaching, kamadin nissesham na jahasi chet. Chet here means if you do not give up, jahasi, second person verb. So I'm adding tvam, okay? If you do not give up, reject or give up, all these desire for pleasures, desire for enjoyment of objects, desire, anger, etc. Nissesham, totally, if you do not give up these emotions. When you give up means what? If you do not make efforts to resolve them, even after having understood the teaching, understood the truth, if you do not make efforts to manage these, handle these emotions, kamadin means kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya, etc. All of them, nisesham totally, if you do not make efforts to give up, you do not give up those emotions, not make efforts to resolve them or manage them, then what happens? Yatheshta acharanam te syat. Yatheshta acharana means living one's life the way one wants to live. Yatheshta acharanam, please make a note. Yatheshta acharanam means living one's life as one wants, as one likes. Yatheshta bhojanam means to one's liking, eating to one's own liking. Yatheshta acharanam, living one's life to living one's life the way one wants to live, which means your life will be governed by your own desires, likes and dislikes. Yatheshta acharanam, virumbiyavaru vaazhudhal. Yatheshta acharana means living one's life the way one wants to live. Living one's life the way one wants to live means living one's life completely governed by one's desires, likes and dislikes, one's emotions. It means not living one's life determined by dharma, governed by dharma. One may not live one's life governed by dharma, or may live one's life governed by one's own emotions. Yatheshta acharanam te syat. Unless, even after knowing the truth, unless you take care of your emotions, take care of your thoughts, such as desire, anger, etc., then your life will be a life governed by your own desires. Your life may become the one which you live the way you want to live. It is not determined by dharma. Why? Karma shastra atilinghanaha. Karma shastra atilanghinaha. Karma shastra atilanghi. Atilanghi means one who transgresses the values. Atilanghi means atilangate, means transgresses. Atilanghi means one who transgresses. What is the verb there? Atilangate, transgresses. Atilanganam, transgressing. Atilanghi, one who transgresses. So atilanginaha te, one who transgresses. Transgresses what? Karma shastra atilanghi. Literal meaning is one who transgresses the karma shastra. So for the person who transgresses karma shastram, his life will be a life governed by his own likes and dislikes, his own way of thinking. It will not be governed by the knowledge of dharma. Let me tell you again. Karma shastra atilanginaha te, for you who has transgressed the karma shastram, the life will become the life determined by your own thinking, your own intellect. Life will not be governed by the knowledge of right and wrong. Life will not be enjoined by the shastra. This is the literal meaning of the verse. So, what does Vidyaranya convey here? He tells, see, even though many students come and attend the classes, Vedanta classes, all the students are not definitely equal. all the students are one Brahma, no doubt. But all the people are not equal. All the students are not of the same level. Because the people's preparation, how they are not the same. The commitment to jnanam and moksha can be the same, but still preparation may not be the same. The mental preparation, the mental maturity of the students may not be the same. Therefore, if the mental preparation of the students is not the same, then how much can they listen, how much can they retain, how much can they ascertain? So then, naturally, there'll be difference in their understanding capacity, there'll be difference in their receiving capacity, there'll be difference in their retaining capacity, there'll be difference in their ascertaining, assimilating capacity also. Why there's difference in their receiving, retaining, assimilating, ascertaining capacity? Because there's difference in their preparation, mental condition. All of them are coming and receiving the same teacher, same teaching. But still, all the students are not of the same level because of the difference in their mental preparation. So naturally, their understanding capacity, receiving capacity, retaining capacity, assimilating capacity also will differ from student to student. So, however the student is capable of understanding the teaching, thoroughly, I listen very well, I carefully listen, I carefully understand, I have, thorough understanding of the teaching, even if the teacher student says, still, there's no compromise with one's being qualified, one's being endowed with fourfold qualification. One must have definitely vivekaha, vairagyam, shamal shatka sampatthi, and definitely mukshutvam. Which means the student must be conscious, every student, irrespective of what his mental condition is. A student must be conscious of taking care of one's mental preparation. Student must be very, very sharp and shrewd and alert. Always that he must be conscious of preparing his mind. This is what is actually Vidyayana Swami conveys here. That means, Karma Shastra Atilenghi means, the person who transgresses the values, universal values, emphasized in the Karma Kanda. Karma Kanda means, when can one follow values? Only when there is opportunity for one to perform an action, one can follow values. So values have to be expressed only in doing karma, not in jnanam. Therefore, Karma Shastra Atilanghi means one who transgresses the universal values which have to be followed in one's day-to-day life. So, the living, the values must become assimilated. One must know the value of values. One must assimilate the values, universal values, which means the universal values must become spontaneous in one's life. No, one must live universal values spontaneously, that which means the values must be imprinted, values must be ingrained thoroughly, totally, one must be able to live values spontaneously, effortlessly, naturally. So that the person does not become karma shastra atilanghi. If a person is a karma shastra atilanghi, a person does not live a life of values, then his life becomes lived the way he wants to live. Yateshta acharanam syat is the possibility of your living your life the way you want to live. You know, therefore, even in one must be very, very, very careful in following values. Pooja Swamiji used to emphasize so much of dharma in the class. No, sometimes when the question of dharma comes, there's so much he'll emphasize. Now I understand why he emphasizes. Vidyananda Swami, he in this verse, karma shastra atilanghinaha te jivitam yateshtacharanam bhavet. There is possibility of your life becoming governed by your own thinking, your own likes and dislikes. Life will not be governed by the way of life enjoined by the shastra. It's possible. So one must pay a lot of attention to take care of one's life. That's what is important. Because mental preparation is impossible unless one consciously lives a life of dharma. That is the, what is the last lesson, one sentence we can say. Mental preparation. See, moksha is impossible without jnanam. Jnanam will be, assimilation of teaching will be impossible without mental preparation. Mental preparation will be impossible if dharma is not followed. That is the main teaching here. Okay. So much it comes around and round and like this. So, which means, karma shastra ullangi, atilangi, ullangi, it's all same meaning. For a person whose actions transgress the values, naturally, it's impossible. Therefore, one must take care of it. One must live values. For a person to live values, not understanding values, living values, it must be spontaneously lived, for which they must be, you know, they must become part and parcel of the person. They must be deeply, totally, thoroughly ingrained. Which means, when as one begins, when a person lives the life of karma yoga, I mean, when I say, when a person begins to live his life as a karma yogi, in order to prepare his mind for jnanam, then it is natural for one to allow oneself to enjoy the sensual pleasures legitimately. Very important, legitimately. A person, one may allow oneself to enjoy the sensual pleasures legitimately. One's indulgence will be, you know, indulgence must be legitimately. Legitimate indulgence. But it is possible for one to be tempted to enjoy illegitimate pleasures also. Therefore, one must take care of one's knowledge of dharma. The knowledge of dharma is, one must pay attention to one's knowledge of dharma. And one must make use of one's knowledge of dharma. If a person does not make use of one's knowledge of dharma, then what happens? A person does not make use of knowledge of dharma, he is called a kripanaha. Shastram calls that person kripanaha, a miser, one who does not make use of one's knowledge of right and wrong is called Kripanaha. Why? He must make use of knowledge of right and wrong. For a person to be able to make use of his knowledge of right and wrong, he must pay attention to the knowledge of right and wrong, so that he can avoid enjoyment of illegitimate pleasures. So one's life can be governed by one's knowledge of right and wrong. Life can be Shastra enjoined life, but not the way it governed by one's own likes and dislikes. It means it is not Yatheshta Acharanam. Vidyarana Swami only remains a person. Indirectly, definitely, again emphasizing the importance of living one's life consciously of dharma. Okay, what is the next verse?
Buddhvadvaitasvatatvasya
Buddha, small print. Buddhadvaitasvatatvasya Buddha, participle. Buddhadvaitasvatatvasya yateshtacharanam yadi shunam tattvadrishanchaiva ko bhedo shuchi bhakshane. My God. Buddhadvaitasvatatvasya yateshtacharanam yadi shunam tattvadrishanchaiva ko bhedo shuchi bhakshane. I like the previous verse very much, because Vidyaranya Swami definitely emphasizes being conscious of making use of one's knowledge of right and wrong, thereby one must see that one's life is really life enjoined by the Shastra. Okay, here Buddhadvaitasvatatvasya Yatheshta charanam yadi shunam tattvadrishan chaiva ko bhedo shuchi bhakshane. This yadi has come. Yadi means if. Buddha advaita svatattvasya. Buddhadvaita svatattvasya yatheshta acharanam yadi shunam tattvadrisham chaiva ko bhedaha ashuchi bhakshane. He says, Vidyarana Swami always takes nice, very effective verses from other texts also. This verse also is from another text. Vidyarama Swami has really brought this text, this particular verse, from a text called Naishkarmya Siddhihi. Naishkarmya Siddhihi is a beautiful, very intense Vedantic text. And from there, he has brought this verse. This, here, what it says is, Buddhadvaita tattvasya, svatattvasya. The person who has Advaita tattvam, Buddha, Buddham, அத்வைதத்துவம் ஏன புத்தாத்வைத தத்துவா புத்த அத்வைத ஸ்வ தத்துவா. The person who has understood the truth, tattvasya, for him, yatheshta achanam is not possible. The person who has really thoroughly understood the teaching, he will not, it is not possible for him to live the way he wants to live. Definitely his life will be in conformity with dharma. Sometimes the person has heard the teaching, but he has not yet assimilated the teaching. It's not ingrained in his mind. He has collected the teaching, has gathered the information, but it has not brought about any cognitive change on his part. You know, the teaching must have brought about a cognitive change, but the cognitive change has not happened. There's no cognitive change, but there is understanding, but there's no change on the part of the person. Then he lives the way he wants to live. Yatheshta acharanam means if a person, even person who has understood the teaching, if he lives his life the way he wants to live, without following dharma, without following the teachings, instructions of the shastram, you know, because he has not assimilated the teaching, he has not really seen through the importance of dharma, then what about the person who has not understood the teaching? Sometimes the people who have not understood the teaching also may be ethical, may not be unethical. Sometimes people who have understood the teaching are supposed to be ethical, but they also sometimes, if the teaching has not really gone into the head, really it has not assimilated, then even after having heard, it does not bring about any change on the part of the student, people. And they continue to live their life the way they want to live. There's no change. Okay? But if that is the case, then what is the difference between such a person? You know, he compares such a person with a very ordinary creature. Okay. The Buddha Advaita Swatattvasya. In fact, Buddha Advaita Swatattvaha must be even mentally a renunciate, sannyasi. But sannyasi who understood the teaching lives the way he or she wants to live, then it is very easy for people of other ashramas also to live the way they want to live. A grihastha or a brahma, anybody can live the way they want to live. Therefore, what he wants to say, that having understood the teaching, still a person lives his life the way he wants to live means, there's no difference between such a person and even the ordinary dogs. Okay. ordinary dogs. Shunam tattva drisham. The first thing what he says, yadi, if Buddha advaita svatattvasya yatheshtacharanam, if a person who has understood the teaching lives his life the way he wants to live without following dharma, in spite of knowing the value of dharma or not knowing the value of dharma or not having the teaching assimilated, then shunam tattvadrisham chaiva kaha bhedaha, then what is the difference, kaha bhedaha, what is the difference between, kaha bhedaha, what is the difference between tattvadrisham, such people or people who understood the truth, and dogs. Shunam means dogs, possessive case dogs. Tattvadrisham, people who know the truth. What is the difference between the dogs and the people who understood the teaching? Why? People having understood the truth, they must definitely, being exposed to the teaching, they must make all possible efforts to consciously live a life of dharma, life of values. If you, after understanding the truth, after being exposed to the teaching, they do not follow the values, do not take, they live their lives the way they want to live, then what is the difference between them and the dogs? Dogs, ashuchi bhakshane. You know, the word shunaha, no, shunam, shu, shwanaha means dog, kukuraha means dog. So, such jnanis, people who are simply jnanam, but they don't follow anything. There's no difference between such people and the dogs which eat shit. Okay. Ashuchi bhakshanam. Ashuchi bhakshanam means eating. So they, the people who know the truth, in spite of knowing the truth, in spite of being exposed to the teaching, they do not follow values, means they do wrong things for the enjoyment of some simple pleasures or possessing some simple objects in life. Atta kama dharmas. So for them, there's no difference between there's no difference between the ordinary street dogs, you know, which eat anything they see on the road. The dogs eat anything they see on the road because they do not know right or wrong. Ashuchi. Shuchi means clean. Ashuchi means unclean. The dogs eat unclean things. The so-called pseudo person who seems to understand the teaching, and he also does not follow any values. He lives the way he wants to live. There's no restraint on his part in terms of morality. He does not follow morality. Means there's no difference between animals and such people. In fact, Shastram says, Manushya rupena mrigascharanti. Human beings, no? They're all animals. And they're all animals only in the form of human beings. People who do not follow dharma are animals in the form of human beings. Human being is an animal, but they are like, you know, animals. Manishya rupena mrigas charanti, says one verse. And here Vidyayana Swami is taken this verse from that Naishkarmya Siddhi, where people, in spite of being exposed to teaching, in spite of having the understanding of the teaching, and they still do not understand the value of values, just do not follow values strictly, means there's no difference between such people and the dogs which eat unclean things. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.